in my mind, a Cornish miner is someone who does earn money, but not a lot of it. He has a helmet with a lamp candle thing on it. He wears very, very simple clothes, and he wears just normal mining boots to go down underground and work.
We had a very, very low basic rate of pay. On South Crofty, out of all the mines which was left running Cornwall up to 15 years ago, was the only mine left running that you had to pay for your own dynamite still. And what we didn't have to pay for was our clothing and we didn't have candles. And even though we did take candles underground with us in case our lamps packed up.
I think in some of the older workings, and you go out on to these over, and you've got a fairly powerful torch. You know, that will shine a long way. And you cannot see the other side of the workings. And you look up and you cannot see the back. And you look down and you can't see the bottom. And you look each side and you can't see the sides either. It's just like a black void. You know, it's like looking into a cathedral. It's unbelievable. I suppose all youngsters around this area have thrown the odd stone down a shaft that they've seen, and see how long it takes to get to the bottom. You throw stones out of there and it just goes quiet. And then if you hear a little thud in the bottom and it just echoes out. And you think, how did they do it? I don't know how they survived doing it. It must have been incredibly dangerous. And they did it with the dust, possibly with a candle, or with a carbide light, which was showing light, 10 feet in front, and that was it. You know, how far much light does a candle give off? Not a lot. I admit they would have possibly 50 men in there working, all with a candle each. But it's just unbelievable.
The only lighting you've got is a lamp on your head. When that goes, if you're in your bedroom at night time, no moon outside, curtain shut, put your head underneath the blankets and shut your eyes, that's how dark it is. Total and utter darkness.
When you go out of an evening and you meet people, you know, people you don't know, I say, well, what do you do, Jeff? I say, I'm a tin miner. And all of a sudden I've grown 2 inches and put on a stone in weight. My chest come right out and I've just grown 2 inches because I've said, I'm a tin miner. And it does now. I'm not a tin miner anymore. What am I now? I don't know what I am. You know, but I'm not a tin miner. I don't work in a tin mine anymore. But that's the skill I had, and I can't take that skill anywhere else. But when you talk to people, and they say, oh, you're a tin? Oh, where do you work? I work so. Oh. And they want to know. They want to talk about it because it's an unusual trade.